Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
You're listening to The Overdrive. My name is Chad Thomas. I'm in for Simon Anstey. And joining us, as per usual every afternoon, Professor Barry Shaw. Prof Barry, how are you today?
Hi, Chad. Well, very well, thank you. How are you doing?
Well, I got my test. It came in negative. I'm over the moon. My family came in negative. So, yeah. And I think so many people have been through this. Thank you. Tell us more about what's going on in the world of COVID.
Well, you know, this is actually my last one for the year. And I'm going to be back. Well, if the station wants me back again, of course, on the 11th of January, Monday the 11th of January. So I'm also going to take a little bit of a break. But what I wanted to do today was just really, you know, I've had so many questions over the year fired at me. I would like to use this opportunity to actually ask the listeners if they could answer some of the questions I'm going to pose. And, we really come off a hard year. It's been a frustrating year. For many, there's been hardships in the community. And for lots of people, there's been frustrations. Now, I think people are starting to get a bit fatigued and tired of the same old message. And really, this is what I want to kind of pose to the listeners. You know, are we getting through? Are we getting the right message? Are we succeeding in communicating? We in the scientific and medical community are often kind of portrayed as prophets of doom. And I've even heard a new word, catastrophists, that we are catastrophists. That we kind of, enlarging the kind of risks and so on. Amongst my colleagues, there's frustration in that are we effective in getting the message across? We're not really in a way trained as communication scientists. You know, I sit on two of the three MACs, the Ministerial Advisory Committees. The one which deals with vaccines doesn't really concern too much with communication. But the other two, the general MAC, and also there's a special MAC which I don't sit on, which deals with socio-behavioral issues. And they are very much involved with trying to communicate with the community. But even the general MAC, communication is part of what is being discussed. And there's a lot of debate around what kind of message to kind of portray to the public. You know, how does one cope with this fatigue, and how do you encourage compliance with these precautions, you know, week after week and month after month? There's even been proposed, are scare tactics effective? You know, obviously for medical ethical reasons, we can't go into wards and take pictures and so on. But do pictures of young people on ventilators, is that an effective way of getting people to be compliant? You know, I don't know if you listened, Chad, to the president's speech last night. I thought he articulated very well, because he gave a sort of a subtle scare tactic. He mentioned a few times about the mortality rate as the one thing. And he also said, you know, there will be a sizable number of people who won't be here next Christmas. I think that was quite a sort of a harsh message to kind of give across. But maybe that's necessary. You know, until we do get a widespread universal vaccination program going, we're going to have to rely, and even when we do get it going, we will still have to rely on people's behavior to control, if we want to control the epidemic. So I really want to kind of put it to the, I'd very much like to have feedback from the community. Are we communicating effectively? Is it saying we can do better? And I'm sure there is saying that we can do better to encourage compliance, because looking around, unfortunately, I don't think we are being all that successful. In many situations, we are successful. In some situations, we're too successful. We're getting people who are being
complacent?
Particular about precautions.
Yep.
Let me put it kindly. But there are also people who are just kind of flaunting the precautions and not interested. And I think we really need to try and kind of see, how do we get our communication message across? So I'd very much like feedback, if I could, over the holidays.
Well, Prof, we're going to most probably make sure that you get that feedback. You need to enjoy your break. We'll hear back from you on the 11th of Jan. Thank you so much for filling that gap in knowledge for all of us every day. It's been very much appreciated. You enjoy your break, and we're going to chat to you again in January.
Thanks, Chad, and stay safe. Enjoy the holidays. You can enjoy it and still stay safe.
Awesome. That was Professor Barry Shorb, the Professor Emeritus of Virology at Wits University.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.